What comes up for you when I say the word selfish? For most, it's a dirty word. Who would want to be selfish? Well, it turns out that I did. A few years ago, being selfish was the exact homework my coach prescribed for me, and it was the perfect medicine that I needed. In this episode, we dive into why more women need to get selfish, and I'll divulge more of the backstory on this homework assignment. Spoiler alert, if you are a nurturer, a mum, a partner, a daughter, or you run a team, and you find yourself overgiving and prioritizing everyone else, putting yourself on the back burner, this episode is for you. Welcome to Your Soul Aligned Career, the podcast. I'm your host, Siobhan Barnes. Together, we'll be exploring how you can pursue a career and life that's meaningful and impactful, both to you and to others, and that doesn't require you to hustle and grind 24/7. I'm passionate about you getting clarity on your unique career path and to make empowered decisions on where to and what's next from a place of alignment to who you really are, beyond your corporate persona, title, or societal expectations of what you should do. Join me as we talk about all things career, intuition, soul work, feminine embodiment, womanhood, and leadership. Hit subscribe now to never miss an episode. And if you want to get clear on your unique gifts and soul leadership, take my free soul archetype quiz over at siobhanbarnes.com/quiz. Selfish. According to dictionary.com, selfish is when somebody lacks consideration for other people and is concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure. Ugh, just reading that, I feel really cringy and a certain image of a person comes to mind. And it doesn't sound like something to aspire to, right? And yet, even though that's the case, I see so many women who are the exact opposite of this. They're concerned chiefly with everybody else's own pleasure, comfort, and profit. I see so many women self-sacrificing themselves for everyone else. It's so insidious when we do this that most of us don't even realize when that moment happens where we say yes when we mean to say no, where we prioritize someone else over ourselves, where we bite back how we really feel and honor how someone else really feels over and above ourselves. That moment can look like an instinctual yes to that request from work to lead a non-essential and unpaid job at the office. It can look like that instinctual yes to dropping off your child's friend on the way home, even though it's no way near your route back. It can be that instinctual habit of doing more than your fair share of household management, whether that's the kids, grocery shopping, cleaning, or just life admin. Most of us have found ourselves overgiving before, and we've probably experienced reaching that breaking point. I know I have, and you know that this is true when you find yourself overgiving, when you reach that point where you just feel really bitter, you feel super frustrated, you feel angry, maybe even rageful, and a lot of resentment. And this is not a way to live. Which is why we're talking about why more women need to get selfish. So I want to give you a bit of the backstory with what I shared in terms of that homework that arose when I worked with my coach. And I said that she prescribed it for me, but truth be told, this really came from my body and she helped me come up with this homework assignment based on what my body was sharing to me. Which, by the way, if you want to learn more about what embodiment is and how to work with the body, go and check out episode 10 of the podcast where I talk about embodiment being the essential key to a soul-aligned career and life, because it absolutely was in this case. So let's rewind. A few years ago, I found myself frustrated with all the challenges of raising young kids and all the unpredictability that can come with that. Mamas out there, you know the drill, sleepless nights, unforeseen sicknesses in the morning, not going to school, and trying to continue to build my business. I'll be honest, this tussle between the two hats of mother and coach stroke business owner, it's a constant growth edge for me. And as the kids get older, that nirvana I had thought I would reach when they were all at primary school, I find that I'm meeting different challenges. They're at different ages and each stage has a different challenge. And I certainly don't want to wish the time away. So during this conversation with my coach, I spoke of the overwhelm I was feeling. I don't remember all the exact details, but it was along the lines of school runs with my three kids going to different schools, wanting to enjoy them whilst they were still young, and finding that there wasn't enough time to do all the mothering things that I wanted and to meet the desires that I had to grow my business and to do more in that sphere. So after discussing the nuances of this challenge with my coach, I landed on a truth in my body. And the truth that my body shared with me is that it wanted me to be selfish, to stop prioritizing everyone else and to start prioritizing me. Truth be told, I was too quick to say yes to all the things. I thought that I was a superwoman and could do everything. And I had these high expectations of what I could do with this one body. I would think, what's 1 hour less of sleep really going to do? Yeah, sure, I can make it all happen if I'm just more productive. Or I'm really lucky and grateful to have more help at home. I have no excuses not to excel. So you know how I talk a lot about the perfect woman imperative so much? It's because I see her in my life so much, and I see this in my clients as well, and I keep seeing how insidiously and subtly she plays a hand in me personally being more perfect, more accomplished, and more put together than I really am. And it's a constant reminder, the idea of this perfect woman imperative really dropped out of that experience because I saw that I was holding myself to these ridiculous ideals and standards. I won't go into that in detail here. So if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. And secondly, if you want to know more about the perfect woman imperative, I dive into this in greater depth in episode 2 of the podcast, where I speak about the number one killer of doing work you love. So you can go and check that out if you'd like. Coming back to this coaching session with my coach, when I came to the realization that my body wanted me to be selfish, I went into immediate constriction and collapsed. Oh, how can I say that? I'm a terrible person. What would actually happen if I was selfish? Oh no, that's just not possible. And my coach, who is brilliant, skillfully guided me through this. And by the end of the session, I had an assignment. It was called Siobhan Gets Selfish. And off I went. The challenge was, how could I prioritize what I genuinely wanted rather than all the things I thought I had to do or should do? So practically back then, it looked like prioritizing how I best wanted to work over and above everything else and carving out that time for work. It looked like having a conversation with my partner about my focus for that 3-week period, I believe it was, and what I needed support and help with. I carved out time in my schedule for things that weren't actually productive, but were so deeply nourishing to me, like walks and hikes in nature, coffees at a coffee shop with my journal getting out of the house, yoga twice a week. It looked like setting boundaries with my clients around response times and allowing myself to spend the money on courses and books and things that I wanted to do just for pure pleasure and the joy of it. Yeah, I know. I said courses and books. I'm a total nerd at heart. It also looked like saying yes to a solo trip to Sydney with a dear friend where we did a devotional dance immersion and enjoyed yummy food and did that amazing walk from Coogee to Bondi. Oh my gosh, that coastline is something else. I frequently go back to that walk in my mind to find that sense of peace and pleasure. So what was the result of this Siobhan Get Selfish experiment? Well, I felt more energized. The world didn't fall apart. I was more refreshed, and I was more in a state of overflow to truly give from a place of desire, not obligation. I found my pleasure came back. I found there was a pep in my step, and those things that used to annoy me and grate on me suddenly weren't such a big deal. Feeling the benefits of this experience were truly life-changing, and I'm glad that I did this before COVID hit, because once COVID hit and really pushed the limits on how much this was possible, I've really come to realize just how important being selfish really is for women. Which brings us to why I think more women need to get selfish. The truth is, if you look at the statistics, it's no surprise that women simply do more. According to an article by The Guardian in February 2021, they noted a survey that showed that women do much more unpaid work than men. Not a surprise. 45% of women with children spend more than 5 hours each week supervising and caring for them. More than a third spend over 20 hours. And that's in contrast to just 32% of men who spend more than 5 hours a week, and a mere 17% who do more than 20 hours watching or caring over children. And taking children aside, if you just look at housework, over a quarter of women spend more than 10 hours a week doing unpaid indoor housework, compared to just 8% of men. Now, I'm not going to go into the backstory of why this is the case. I am going to talk about how these statistics show that more of the household work falls upon women, and how, by default, naturally, it comes very counterintuitive to women to be selfish. Now, obviously, I'm talking in generalizations, right? Like these statistics, this data, this is not a man versus woman debate, but I want to talk about what I see in my clients' lives and my own experience as a woman. And so the point here is really, it is time for you to consider whether you need to get selfish. And so there are three signs that I'm going to share where if this is you, then that's possibly a sign that perhaps it's your turn to create your own get selfish challenge and to play with what life would look like if you did that, even if it was just for a 2 or 3 week experiment. So what are the three signs? Well, the first sign is that your baseline, you're more often than not feeling angry, frustrated, and resentful. And you can't think of a reason why, but you just feel that way. And you find that it's actually starting to impact your relationships. Maybe your kids are saying, "Mommy, why are you shouting at me?" Maybe your partner is saying, "Hey, are you okay?" This underlying resentment, that is a sure sign that you're not prioritizing yourself and you're not looking after what you need to feel well, healthy, and fulfilled. Sign number two, you don't even know what you like or want anymore because you've been letting everyone else decide or direct the decision for so long. The third sign, I invite you to take a moment to reflect back on your past week or your past month and just scan over, how did you spend that time? Did you do things that make you feel happy, healthy, or well? If the answer is no, then that's a definite sign that you need to start to get selfish. And if it's on the low side, maybe you need to dial up the selfish dial and allow yourself to do more of what nurtures you. By the way, next week I'm running a live workshop series. It's an experience that's really designed to support you in carving out time for you. This is time for you to focus just on you and to do the deeper introspection, reflective, and embodied work to come back home to who you really are and what you really want. The workshop's called Your Path to a Soul-Aligned Career Without Quitting Your 9-to-5 or Risking Your Financial Security. And if you'd like to register your seat and find out more details, you can come on over to the show notes to get all of the details. And the show notes are going to be over at siobhanbarnes.com/12. So those are the three signs that it's time to get selfish. And if you've identified that actually, yep, it's time for you to get selfish, before you go into freakout mode, I want you to ponder this. With you getting selfish, who stands to benefit? Who stands to benefit? The answer should be super obvious in that you stand to benefit. And that's okay. But you know what? When you are making sure that you are properly rested, properly resourced, properly looked after, life suddenly becomes so much easier. And whilst you stand to benefit, those around you do as well. It's simply a byproduct. You might find that you actually have more to give, or you give with greater generosity and care and love. The ripple effect of who stands to benefit extends beyond what you can imagine. So my invitation here is for you to explore and to play with this concept of getting selfish and to see what unfolds from there. All right, so that's a wrap. I'm curious, how do you feel about the word selfish now? Is it time for you to get selfish? I would love to hear what landed for you in today's episode. So if you'd like to connect, come on over to Instagram and check me out at my handle @IamSiobhanBarnes. I would love to hear how you feel about being selfish. Before we wrap, let's do a quick recap. Today, we explored why women need to get selfish and the three signs that it's perhaps time for you to get selfish. And I shared a personal share around my experience around this. I also talked about how you can get started with prioritizing you, your desires, your intentions by joining the live experience that's happening next week called Your Path to a Soul-Aligned Career Without Quitting Your 9-to-5 or Risking Your Financial Security. This workshop is going to be super juicy. There's going to be embodiment practices, warm-up exercises. It's going to be so great. And I really can't wait to meet you in that experience. If this calls to you, you can register by checking out the link in the show notes. And you can come on over and check out all the links I mentioned today at SiobhanBarnes.com/12. Until next time, please remember, you are here for a reason, beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter. Thank you so much for listening in to Your Soul Aligned Career, the podcast. You can download more episodes and subscribe over on iTunes. And if you've loved listening in, please come on over and leave a review. Before you go, I want you to remember this. You are here for a reason. There is no one in the world like you who can do what you do the way you do it. You have a unique soul and a unique soul archetype that you're here to express in the world. If you want to find out what yours is so that you can build on your strengths, be more of who you really are, and do more of what you're here to do, come and take the free assessment over at SiobhanBarnes.com/quiz.